This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on MELAAMIELLE. That's her first name, last name Freva, FREWA. Her date of birth is November 6, 1981, new paragraph. Patient seen for Dr. Nutting, N-U-T-T-I-N-G, M-D, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Nutting, N-U-T-T-I-N-G, thank you for this referral. This 40-year-old female used to smoke in past, but only 1/4 or less pack per day for a few years. She quit. She is now using e-cigarettes, alcohol only socially. She denied any drug allergies. She is a army recruiter for U.S. Armed Services. Symptoms, she complains of generalized weakness, fatigue, and at times fogginess of the mind, and rarely forgetfulness. She thinks it could be attributable to a head injury she could have sustained during a car accident in 2001 when she was ejected out from the car and hit a tree. New paragraph, past medical history, history of car accident in 2001. Patient was ejected, hit a tree, and she does not remember much about that. She thinks she could have injured the spleen during that episode also, but again, it's not confirmed. New paragraph. Current medication, she is taking over-the-counter ferrous sulfate. Her menstrual history includes periods which are regular every 4 weeks, and bleeding is around 3 to 4 days, and not heavy, but she had heavy periods in the past. She has 3 children. A new paragraph. She also says that she had breast augmentation when she was in 20s, and then reduction 10 years ago. New paragraph. A physical exam. She is 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 126, blood pressure 112/70, normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, no lymph node felt in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Addendum, review of system. Patient says she does have hemorrhoids, however she does not think she could be bleeding. She denied any other form of bleeding, such as nosebleed or any bright red blood in the stool or dark stool. New paragraph. Review of the lab. Her latest lab on May 11 showed hemoglobin of 10, hematocrit 32, WBC 4.6. Her iron was 31, ferritin was 5, and saturation was 6%, which are all low. Hemoglobin A1C was borderline at 5.7. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia, mostly from menstrual loss, diagnosis 2, history of auto accident few years ago. New paragraph recommendations. Patient says that she has been able to take this over-the-counter iron tablet from Sam's Club and seems to be tolerating okay. It has been 2 weeks since last CBC, so we'll check CBC iron ferritin values. If they are improving, we'll continue her on oral iron. If not, we can consider intravenous iron infusion. Thank you again for your continued support. This is a consultation on Amiella, AMIELLE, last name Freva, FREWA. Copy of this may be sent to USMD and Dr. William Nutting, NUTTING. Thank you.